dancing all through the night, which of course she isn't. Then she gets these bad hypos. It's not readable on a meter even. It's below zero. And he has to get the Red Cross people in to give her glucagon. Two injections of glucagon usually, and then she goes on to sweet food after that. But that's just one example, because June will eat anything that's put in front of her. Oh, a little bit of that won't hurt sort of attitude, you know. But I wonder if she'll be as healthy as I am in 50 years' time. These are the things I'm trying to point out to people. I mean, I'm no medical expert. I can only go by my own experience. But I think the wrong advice is given to diabetics, especially those on insulin.
From your 70 years of encounter, 70, yes, I'm getting over 70 years of encounters with doctors and nurses, what advice would you like to give to student doctors and nurses who may listen to this interview?
Well, as I say just previously, that people should be told to eat certain things, you know. I mean, I'm on a gram diet. I should have 180 grams per day. And I maintain that. Whereas if you sit and eat a slice of cake, that's over 200 grams for a start. It's got to do something to your body. So my advice is to anybody that's teaching or new to insulin, diabetes, to be very careful what they eat.
Would you have any advice to doctors or nurses about the attitude they should adopt to patients?
Well, yes. In my circumstances, I've met very funny attitudes. People that laugh at your doctors or nurses that laugh at you because you know, you're telling them your experience, something that's happened to you, and they laugh. And then again, I've been told by dietitians, it's a waste of time coming to see me because you know more about it than I do. So, but that's the wrong attitude. They should learn it all and advise people, shouldn't they? This is what I think. Teach them not to eat these very sweet things